Okay, well, it's still in Luke 17. We're in verse 6. The Lord said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." We talked about a lot about the mustard seed, but the operative word is faith. Faith is the word in Greek, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And it means believe or be assured or all the things that to totally depend on, totally rely on. But it's a word that really has no home in human nature. Again, it's like when we talked about, excuse me, I'm not doing too well. When we talked about the temptation of Christ has no home in human nature, neither does faith. Faith at the bottom line is really knowing who you are. And it's all about, I mean, every time it's used, it's about Christ. It isn't about us. We can't have faith. Our faith is, you know, our belief. We say, I believe the light's on. And then we say, I believe in God. Well, they're not related. But what, because of our English language and because of the fallen mind, we tend to think of faith as, you know, everything. Faith isn't getting, it's being gotten. And so we've talked about this many times. You have more faith in that chair that you're sitting in than you do in God. Faith has taken you and allowed you to sit. And you totally trust it. It's because you sit down without thinking. So it's automatic. You know, it's the same, the faith of God and the faith of Christ is the same thing. It's as automatic. This is why you've had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, because you know the mustard seed knows it's a mustard seed. It can't argue about it or not believe it. It just is. But again, as we talked about it, we mix faith with our mind, and the moment we do, then that becomes the offense. Because the mind is always self for self, in one way or another. Ouch. Anybody, you understand this thing about faith?
I'll try to be complicated here. Often when I use my mind, it's nothing about faith. It's just it's a reaction to, it's almost a habitual reaction to what I've done all my life.
That's exactly right.
Brushing my teeth or taking a shower, there's no faith in that.
I mean, that's what I've said. The faith has no home in human nature.
What would you call it if you don't call it faith?
Well, what Jesus called it was the total abandonment of yourself.
That's the faith of God there.
Both are about the same. Have the faith of God. It's total abandonment to Christ. The mind of Christ that goes right directly to God. So it's faith of God and the faith of Christ are the same.
I'm not talking about that faith. I'm talking about man's faith. what is it for people who believe? Both of yours the same word to describe both of them.
Well, the same English word, but
it's almost like a counterfeit.
Well, you can't have faith. The faith that the scriptures talk about, and in any way use your mind. The faith of God is as automatic as breathing. You know who you are. That's the same as the faith of Christ. When it says have the faith of God, it simply means have the faith of Christ. They're one and the same. Again, it's this. We tend to believe that by faith you get something. You get healed, or you get money, or you get X, Y, Z. I don't care what it is. But faith is never getting. Faith, the word faith means being gotten. So, in terms of our reference.
Yeah, it's almost like people have faith that they'll get a raise or they'll meet the perfect woman or whatever, but they don't have faith when it comes to getting up in the morning, brushing their teeth or showering or starting their car. Almost like there's...
Well, that's the point. They have more faith in what the automatic things are than they do in God. It's the same as the word for hope. Hope and faith are kind of similar in the English language, or most languages that I know of.
There's that intellectual certainty that, you know, chair is going to not collapse when you sit in it. Water's going to come out.
Doubt there's any.
It's not even certainty. It's just automatic.
Anyway.
That's the whole point. That's what you don't think about. You just sit. Well, that's what the faith of God is, or the faith of Christ. You don't think about it, you just be.
Right.
It sounds weird to say the faith of God is the same as sitting in the chair, but it's true.
If you're being, you don't even think about it.
No. Well, it all has to do with the mind of Christ. In this parable, I've read a lot of script or commentaries about what this faith of a grain of mustard seed, and I've always, as far as I can see, or I've seen anyway, it always talks about that if you had just this little teeny bit of faith. That's, to me, that's probably part of it, but it's much more than that. It's the faith of that the mustard seed knows it's a mustard seed. The problem with man is, again, with Adam, is he tries to keep himself alive. That's why it says Jesus Christ was the last Adam. He's the last one. Who are you?
You know, people contemplate the question of who am I, and that troubles a lot of people.
Yeah, especially when they get the answer. I am the instead of Christ. I am 666. I am the Antichrist. I have set myself up in the temple of God, showing myself that I'm God. I judge what's good and what's evil. Last night we began to study this whole difference in Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. The whole universe, the whole Let's look at that a minute. Go to Genesis 3. Because it's related here. Genesis 3, verse 22. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." It's not even a complete sentence. It's so horrendous to consider. Because that's already, that was the whole idea of what the pre-Adamic age was, or the age of Lucifer. They ate of the tree of knowledge and of the tree of life. And they were instantly spiritualized, and the world was destroyed. But that too had to be of God, so that there would be a test of the seed of Christ, even in that domain of space without regard to time. But we, again, it's we, regarding faith, we think, or man does, we think it's how to get stuff. And it's just sickening. Anyway, anybody have any other comments about faith? Questions?
I was just thinking here that they're kicked out of the garden. God knew it was going to happen. It happened. And then the seed of God in them, then the test begins. And the end of the test would be the, like a grain of mustard seed. They would know who they are.
But they never did. Except for a handful of the few.
Well, in Christ.
Abel knew it.
Yeah.
But Abraham knew it.
You know.
But it's but that's the whole point.
I think that is the whole point. It's like, do we know?
Yeah, that's the point. That's the question.
And then the answer, if you to answer that question, who are you? How would you answer it?
The same way I've answered it for 43 years. For me to live as Christ. There's no other.
So then your identity is wrapped up in God, Christ, Spirit.
I pray that it is. Whenever my mind gets there, it doesn't.
I think this is the last big leap, you know, because if you don't have that confidence of who you are, bouncing around like a ball in a
pit. Right, because you still think you bounce because you think that there are three things going on. You think there's Jesus Christ and God over here. You think there's Satan and the devil over here, and you think there's you. So you think you exist as an independent self. But you've always never been an independent self. You've been a vessel for deity from the beginning. First you were, after the fall, you were a vessel for the evil one. But there was never an independent being. There was never, you know, that's what Abel saw, that's what Abraham saw, that's what Ezekiel, on and on, Daniel.
And our lives were changed at that point.
Well, that's when faith began.
Yeah.
When you say vessel for deity, do you mean vessel for false worship?
They were the vessels of the evil one. That's why God, Jesus, called the believers that believed on him, you are of your father, the devil. That's what the whole human race is, of their father, the devil. But again, you think that you exist. You think there's an independent entity named Gary Buckner or Jeff or Pete or John or me or anyone else. You've never been an independent entity. You've always simply been a vessel. That's why.
7 billion people walking around this earth, and everybody thinks they're special.
Everybody's the same operative and the same limitations. Some are smarter than others. Some are more athletic than others. Some are XYZ than others. Good looking, ugly, or whatever. But those are not. That's not who they are. Anyway, let's look at Genesis 6, I think.
Genesis 6?
Well, I'm trying to find it just a minute. No, it's Genesis 11. It's another thing where the thing God was saying is we can't let this happen. Genesis 11, verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower with the children of men, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they all have one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. So let's go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. But it's not just the different languages, it's the thing that happened is you can't understand each other. We can't understand each other. All right, let's go back to Luke. Verse 6. The Lord said, if you had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. The sycamine, I've never heard of that tree. I always thought, when I read it, when I read that even, I read it as sycamore. But sycamine, it's a form of a mulberry tree, but it has fruit that resembles figs, and I don't think there's any, I've never heard of it in America, but it's one that the figs are, the fruit is part of their diet. Now, pluck up by the root is one word, ekrizo, and it means to pluck up by the root. One word. It's E-K-R-E-Z-O. No, it's Rizuo. I can't pronounce it. What?
It's all you're gagging.
Well, it's like, remember the Judeans made fun of the Galileans because they couldn't speak proper Hebrew that was mixed with the nations. Now, I can't speak proper anything, so All right, let's look at this picked up by the roots, what it means.
Like weeding. That's, I'm trying to think of an English verb that means to pluck up by the root. To weed.
All right, let's go to Matthew 13. See if I should have checked these to see if there's just a repeat. Oh, this is a good one. Matthew 13.
Not the crabgrass, but the crabgrass.
Sorry, second much.
Starting verse 24 of Matthew 13. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field, or in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence cometh the tares? Cometh it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gathered up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn. But gather the wheat into my barn. So the word, that same word is in verse 29, he said unto them, Nay, lest you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat. That's why this can never be our business whether or not someone is saved or not. Because the tares and the wheat look exactly alike by appearances. Amen?
So this is the kingdom of heaven.
Huh?
So this is the kingdom of heaven. That's what the parable starts with.
Yeah.
Likened unto.
Almost all the parables about the kingdom of heaven, about spiritual issues, use the vegetable world instead of humans. Mm-hmm. Because in that world, there's no self-consciousness.
There's a lot of things,
right,
here about the enemy.
Let's go to Matthew 15. Verse 10. Well, let's go. We'll make this one the last one. Let's start in verse 1, Matthew 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread or eat food. Excuse me. But he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and that he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father and his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. it's a complicated parable, but it means our statement, but it means that you honor your father and mother if you're going to get money from the inheritance or something. So, and then in verse 7, you hypocrites, did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart, or their inner man, is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But Jesus answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Are you also yet without understanding? Do you not understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth through the belly and is cast into the draught? But what things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. So again, we all are careful with what we eat because we're afraid it'll poison us or do something. And he said, nothing, give no thought to what you're going to eat. Just eat what's in front of you. You know, this is a perfect example of how spoiled I am anyway. You know, we run out of walnuts. Where's the walnuts? I need walnuts for my oatmeal. I mean, it's just crazy. We're all ours. And sometimes we have really good reasons, we think. But let's look at Mark's version of this real quick. Mark 7.
I was taken by the things that proceed out of the heart.
This is what Mark is much more clear on this than Mark 7. This is what he said about the same parable, starting in 7:18. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all foods. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart or inner being, men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. It's the same parable, but Mark is more specific. We try to protect everything, especially our children. But the children are born defiled. Nobody likes to hear that.
It takes a while to see it.
18 months. All right, we'll stop there. That's another one of the least studied parables in Christianity.
Justification for the cross.
Hmm?
The justification for the cross.
You have to die. There's no possibility. possibility you
this
can
is
be
in
improved.
Your heart, yeah.
All right.